of the coronavirus are saved.
The Mpumalanga High Court has ruled that the Lilly Mine business rescue practitioners cannot unilaterally amend the business rescue plan. This comes after one of the Lilly Mine's creditors, Otko Manzi, approached the court after the practitioners amended the rescue plan in January this year. Otko Manzi CEO Neil Herrick says the practitioners should now follow proper procedures in order to reopen the Babrook and Lilly Mines.
So we're very satisfied with the outcome. We've always contended that the business rescue practitioners acted unlawfully when they attempted to unilaterally implement the business rescue plans on the 15th of February this year. And we've always contended that Vantage's requirements of the business rescue practitioners were also unlawful. And the court has now agreed with it.
Speaking on behalf of the affected families, Harry Mazibuko says they're satisfied with the court order. Mazibuko has called on the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy to ensure that proper procedures are followed by the business rescue practitioners.
We did mention early on 2020 that we haven't got confidence with the PRPs because of their conduct. We believe that now is the time that the MRE should wake up and intervene and put pressure to the PRPs to finalize the business rescue process.
And Malaysia has begun a 2-week national